Friends, welcome back. Our subject, Production and Operations Management. Our next chapter is chapter number 16, and the name of the chapter is Supply Chain Management. Suppliers are the very important part of the business. Suppliers have to be included in the operations process. Effectively communicating with the suppliers, that buying organization, that is us, buying organization expects all its requirements to be met. All design requirements, all quality requirements have to be met by the suppliers. Any problems, defects in the supplies need to be reworked. Attending quality forums to review any requirements. Suppliers have to be part of our business. Many suppliers, as the part of development process for both product and process design, whatever process they also have to make, product and process design, and part of the continuous improvement process. We have to make them part of the development process. That is important. Most of the product development efforts, quality problem resolutions, continuous improvement projects would be influenced by components and services supplied by the suppliers. We tend to forget suppliers while doing all these meetings or while doing all these efforts. But one thing we must never forget, that most of the product development efforts, quality problem resolutions, continuous improvement projects are influenced by components and services supplied by suppliers. Suppliers have to be the major part of the development process. It is frequently observed that companies attempt product development efforts, quality problem resolutions, and continuous improvement projects without involving suppliers. Big mistake. It is strongly recommended that the suppliers have to be included in the development programs when attacking problems and when attempting to formulate and build continuous improvement projects. Now, focusing on suppliers' cost structures. For example, what is the supplier's cost? What is his raw material price? What is his transportation cost? What is his labor cost? What are his overheads? We must look into the cost structure rather than just quoting some prices that I want to buy in so many rupees. Instead of that, study his cost structure. Supplier cost modeling help supplier prices down and high quality. Cost information has to be obtained gradually from him. Once this is done, company helps the supplier to see whether the true costs are and what could be done to control these costs so that supplier also earns profit. So we must help suppliers to find out where the true costs are and try to help him to reduce his cost, control these costs. Just for saving a few rupees, some companies switch from one supplier to another. Supplier A is giving in 50 rupees and supplier B is giving in 49 rupees, so we go to the supplier B. We should not do that, which is not a good perspective. We must rely on fewer suppliers. Earlier we were having so many suppliers, switching from supplier to supplier only on the cost basis. It is wrong. We should actually focus on his cost structure. We must rely on fewer suppliers and establish long-term relationship with the supplier so that we get consistent quality, reliable and on time supplies from him. So we should have long term relationship with few suppliers. We must objectively evaluate supplier performance. Selecting suppliers based on the result of these supplier evaluations. Which are the factors? Factors such as quality management system, delivery performance, quality performance, cost, technology are evaluated objectively. Supplier survey. A supplier's team goes and visits the supplier's facility to observe his system, quality system, equipment, workforce, quality assurance, engineering, calibration systems and other factors relevant to quality. However, the real proof of supplier's ability to deliver quality components is track record only. That means suppose supplier survey says that supplier is excellent, still we must not forget his track record of due date performance, his performance of deliveries. Just because the supplier does well on survey, he need not be a good supplier. So along with the supplier survey, we also must see his track record. Then objectivity. We should be objective. When the production line stops and the cause appears to be a non-performing component, we say that the supplier is bad. Everybody blames the supplier. We should not do that. We should not jump to the conclusions that supplier is bad. We must be objective. When the supplier is summoned for giving an explanation, he can prove that the customer had, that means we had used the component wrongly, or we had not inspected it properly, or we had mishandled it. It is possible. As Deming teaches, we must look for solutions rather than blaming somebody. Making some scapegoat. Phillips Crosby teaches that half of all the suppliers' problems are ultimately found to be due to customers' fault. This is what he has found. Sometimes wrong requirements are provided to the supplier. For example, I know one supplier who was given a wrong sample. When he manufactured the 2000 components as per that sample, it was rejected. No, he was denied the payment because they say, what to do? It may be our fault that we have given you wrong sample, but ultimately we cannot accept your supplies because they are not as per the specification. So this is happening. Wrong requirements are provided to the supplier. Who meets these requirements? Poor fellow. And finally, the component does not work in the customer's product. Although price is important, delivery schedules, product quality, and mutual trust and cooperation become the primary basis for the selection of suppliers, not price alone. Price is important. But along with price, delivery schedules, product quality, and mutual trust and cooperation become the primary basis for selection of suppliers. Suppliers are located near the buying firm's factory. That means our factory, they are nearby, or clustered together at some small distance. This will keep the lead time shorter, more reliable, just-in-time supplies. Material is delivered in small, standard-sized containers in exact quantities. Delivered material by the suppliers is inspected properly by the suppliers only. And supplier ensures that it is good quality. Supply management professional, who is a very competent person, must identify the appropriate type of relationship. This team should be led by a leader having technical expertise and leadership qualities, communication and team skills. The task is very difficult. It involves great challenges. It involves great rewards such as job satisfaction and attractive compensation. Strategic sourcing. What is strategic sourcing? It is defined as a systematic process that directs supply managers to plan, manage and develop the supplier base. In line with the company's firm strategic objectives, strategic sourcing is the application of current best practices to achieve the full potential of integrating suppliers into the long-term business process. Every supplier has a long-term relationship with the firm. It is a core process within the larger function of supply chain. Strategic sourcing identifies new materials, new technologies and activities of the competitors. It involves a disciplined approach which improves the value the buyers receive from suppliers. The four principles which differentiate strategic sourcing from traditional purchasing are defining the total value of the relationship, developing solutions based on deep understanding of the economics of the supplier and the dynamics of the business, optimizing the economic relationship, embedding the required changes so that the buyer achieves not only measurable performance in short term, but continuous improvement. A four-step implementation process is adopted by the cross-functional team. There is a cross-functional team for deciding who should be your supplier. During the development of a strategic sourcing project, the steps are: research the industry economics, dynamics for the commodity assigned to the team, evaluate sourcing strategies and capabilities of the suppliers, structure the supplier relationship jointly with suppliers, and develop action plans to build the requirement of infrastructure and implement the plan and organize for continuous improvement of the supplies. And now I will make a beginning to the supply chain management. What is supply chain? Supply chain consists of a supplier, manufacturer, distributor, retailer, and ultimately the customer. This complete chain is called as supply chain. A supply chain aims to match supply and demand, profitably for products and services. This achieves the right product at the right time, right price, right stores, in the right quantity and quality for the right customer at the right time, and results into higher profits. We will discuss this supply chain. Supply chain management includes managing supply and demand, sourcing raw materials and parts, manufacturing and assembly, warehousing, inventory tracking, order entry, order management, distribution across all channels, and ultimately delivery to the customer. Example of a supply chain. Here is the manufacturer. He's a third party distribution center, goes to supermarket, customer wants detergent and goes to the supermarket. But this manufacturer will get plastic producer, then he will get a chemical manufacturer, oil company, to the plastic producer, to the manufacturer, paper manufacturer to packaging, this packaging goes to the manufacturer, chemical manufacturer such as oil company, it supplies to manufacturer. Ultimately, manufacturer does some product. From timber industry, he gets packaging materials, goes to the packaging, and then manufacturer makes the product, goes to the third party distribution center, goes to the supermarket, and then goes to the customer. That is the supply chain. All stages involved, directly or indirectly, in fulfilling a customer request. Supply chain happens only on the customer request. Includes manufacturers, all the suppliers, supplier of suppliers, manufacturers, warehouses, retailers, and customers. Within each company, the supply chain includes all functions involved in fulfilling a customer request. Product development, marketing, operations, distribution, finance, customer service, all these are a part of the supplier chain inside the company. A supply chain consists of supplier, manufacturer, distributor, retailer, and customer. Aims to match supply and demand profitably for products and services, achieves the right product at the right price, at the right store, in the right quantity, and quality for the right customer at the right time, and results into higher profits. Customer is an integral part of the supply chain because the supplies will happen at the customer's request, and the manufacturing will happen at the customer's request only. It includes movement of products from supplier to manufacturer to distributors, but also includes movement of information, funds, and products in both directions. Probably more accurate to use the term supply network or supply web for this. All stages may not be present in all supply chains. For example, no retailer or distributor for the Dell computer. Look at this supply chain. Here, material, raw material, transportation, manufacturing, transportation, then inventory costs, and then transportation to the customer, end customer. How the movement happens? I have shown it by arrows. What is supply chain management? It is plan, source, make, manufacture, deliver, and then somebody buys it. Ultimately, customer buys it. So plan, source. Source means source the raw materials. Make, deliver, buy. Supply chain flow. Material flows like this. Information flow both ways. Fund flows from right to left. Fund flows from right to left. Here, sourcing, inbound storage, operations, outbound storage, customer. Consumer distribution, customers. Vendors to customers. Material flows like this, information flows like this, fund flows from right to left. Information flows both ways. This is the supply chain flow. Here, second tier supplier, that means supplier, first tier supplier, distributor, retailer, final customer, transportation. This is called as upstream. From supplier end is called as upstream, customer end is called as downstream. The objective of supply chain is maximize overall value. What is value? Difference between what final product is worth to the customer and the effort to supply chain expends in fulfilling the customer request. Value is correlated to supply chain profitability. Difference between revenue generated from the customer and the overall cost across the supply chain, that is called as supply chain profitability. Material flows like this. Look, wheat to flour to wafers, praline to wafers, then chocolate, confectionery manufacturer, packaging. Printed material goes to packaging. Aluminium goes to packaging. Fireboard goes to packaging. Then chocolate, confectionery manufacturer, packing, wholesaler, end customers. It goes to hospitals also. Then milk, cocoa, sugar, veg oil, cocoa, all this goes to chocolate. So this is how the material flows in the supply chain. A supply chain for bread, look, farmer produces and harvests, value added. Wheat transported to mill, value added. So this is cumulative value added. Total value added is 20. Every step adds value. Concept of supply chain could be thought of a loop. It starts with the customer and ends with the customer. Cycle view is possesses in a supply chain. Processes in a supply chain are divided into a series of cycles, each performed at the interfaces between two successive supply chain stages. Push-pull view, that means in the supply chain we push the material as per the forecast. Pull view is as per the customer request. Processes in a supply chain are divided into two categories depending on whether they are executed in response to a customer order or in anticipation of a customer order, is push. Cycle view of a supply chain is customer order cycle, customer to retailer, replenishment cycle, retailer to distributor, manufacturing cycle, distributor manufacturer, procurement cycle, manufacturer supplier. Cycle view clearly defines processes involved and owners of each process. A push-based supply chain management takes longer to react to a changing marketplace because we don't operate as per the customer requirement. In a push-based strategy, supply chain management experience increased transportation costs, high inventory levels because sometimes customer doesn't order but we are making and making and making. So high inventory levels will be there. High manufacturing costs will be there. However, in pull-based strategy supply chain, manufacturer is demand-driven. Manufacturing is only demand-driven so that it is coordinated with the actual external customer demand rather than a forecast. If the customer demand is low, we make low production. Inventory is always low. Lead time reduction occurs as the variabilities are better monitored in a pull-based supply chain management. Push and pull-based. Pull-based systems are often difficult to implement when lead times are so long that it is impractical to react to customer information, demand information. So, this is push-pull view of the supply chains. That means, this is the supply chain where push also is used, pull also is used. Mix of both the strategies. Hybrid of push and pull. What is hybrid? Early stages of product are done in a push manner. That means there the supplier information is not there. Partial assembly of product based on aggregate demand forecast, also push strategy. Final product assembly is done based on customer demand. That means final assembly is as per the pull strategy. Supply chain processes discussed in the two views can be classified into customer relationship management, internal supply chain management, and supplier relationship management. Supplier is supplier relationship management. Firm, internal supply chain management. Customer, customer relationship management. Source, strategic planning, market. So this is what is done in the SRM, negotiate, buy, design collaboration, supply collaboration. Internally, strategic planning, demand planning, supply planning, fulfillment, field service. Customer, market, price, sale, call center, order management. This is the way every step is managed. So supply chain planning decisions, which market will be supplied from which locations, that is the decision. Planned buildup of inventories, how much inventory should be planned. Subcontracting, backup locations, inventory policies. Timing and size of market promotions. Must consider in planning decisions, demand uncertainty, exchange rates, because exchange rates will be fluctuating, competition at the time. Supply chain operation, time horizon is weekly or daily. Decision making. Decisions regarding the individual customer orders. Supply chain configuration is fixed and operating policies are determined. Goal is to implement the operating policies as effectively as possible. allocate orders to inventory or production, set order due dates, generate pick lists at a warehouse, allocate an order to a particular shipment, set delivery schedules, place replenishment orders. Much less uncertainty, short time horizon. This is the way how supply chain decisions are done on a weekly or daily basis. Thank you.